With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show Recap, the fabulous, world-famous, soon-to-be syndicated, and coming to a theater near you. So here's what we talked about on the show. You may have missed. This was an interesting study because parents, I guess, trying to show for life lessons will, if their child does something that's right. that they need to apologize for. I remember my mom saying, you need to go apologize.
Yeah.
And if it's a forced apology, experts say that actually can cause more harm than good. What they did is they looked at these kids that were in anywhere from 4 years old through 9 years old, and they had three types of apology scenarios. You had unprompted apologies.
That's what the kid feels sorry and wants to
do. Yeah, they do it on their own.
Okay.
Then you had prompted but willingly given apology, which means mom kind of like, or dad said, go apologize.
You don't
have to talk.
Yeah, don't you think you should say sorry for that?
Right.
Yeah, okay, good idea.
Yeah, that one. And then finally, you had the one that is just the coerced apology.
The coerce that I'm taking away your Xbox.
Right, exactly. So what they did find is that if you coerce your child, not only is your child upset that they're having to do something, but the person they're apologizing, you know, gets a little upset as well because it's not genuine.
It's not sincere, yeah.
Yeah, apology. So what they say is that you should make sure your child understands why the other person feels bad, and to make sure the child is really, really sorry, and then you may give them a little encouragement to go do the apology.
Yeah, just explain why. Like, hey, this isn't okay. Here's why. You should probably say you're sorry for this.
Absolutely. So the CDC said that this whole romaine lettuce thing, which I might point out, chocolate has never ever once tried to kill me.
No, that's cake, true. That's chocolate, true. Nope.
French fries, none of that.
Exactly.
22 outbreaks of E. coli or Listeria or any sort of bacteria in this year so far. And it's one of the highest in 12 years. And we're like, is our food safe? The FDA says, yeah, our food's safe. And actually, it's safer than it's ever been because we have more technology and we're able to actually pinpoint more of these outbreaks before they actually gets into making people sick. They also say that, you know, a lot of times they're trying to figure out ways to track where things come from. They're able to, once they're tested in the lab, but they don't know where it necessarily came from. They know the general area, but not necessarily the specific farm or anything like that.
Okay. They're just getting better at it.
They're getting better at it, is what they're saying. Amazon mistakes that we may be making. They say around 90 million adults are paying for Amazon Prime.
That's like half the adults in the U.S. have Amazon Prime.
And 46% of the Prime users use it at least once a week. What are the perks of getting Prime?
Right.
Free shipping, right? A lot of times, free two-day shipping, and that's one of the biggest selling points, but that's also one that you can kind of play around with to your advantage, what this article really kind of talked about. One of them is that, you know, if you're ordering stuff all the time, you don't really necessarily need it in 2 days.
And you may think you do, but you don't.
I ordered something, this is stupid, but we have this little butterfly thing for the cats.
Yeah.
That it's battery operated and it spins around. They absolutely love it. And it flutters like a butterfly, except they bite the wire and it kind of makes it wonky, so you have to buy new wires. Every once in a while. So I ordered them from Amazon. They're like $2. But anyways, they gave me the option to, instead of 2 days, how about we'll do it in 3 days? And the trade-off was we'll give you a dollar credit.
Oh, heck yeah, sure. I'll take that.
Why not? Absolutely. And I'm sure Simon disagrees, but still, Simon wants his butterfly ASAP.
Can we get a video of this, please?
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Am I the only one that wants to see a video of Chris's cat chasing a butterfly?
But, you know, if you end up doing that, instead of doing the two-day shipping and get the three or four or up to six, if you really don't need it, you actually get some money paid back, and you can use that for rentals.
Cool.
You can use it for groceries or anything else.
And you brought up Camel again. That's a really cool website right there.
It really is, because you would tend to think that the prices are fixed on Amazon, but actually they fluctuate quite often.
I didn't know that.
They don't really go on sale, but the prices will go up and down all the time. And Camel will actually track that for you and let you know when you need to buy them, because this time of the year, I doubt the prices are going to be going down much for, lower than they are now.
Yeah, I imagine Amazon does inventory too, and when there's supply and demand, when the supply goes down,
absolutely.
The price goes up.
And then finally, we are paying $119.99 for Amazon Prime to get that free shipping, but not necessarily. It doesn't mean that you're married to buying stuff on Amazon. There's a lot of great deals: Target, Walmart, Best Buy, Bed Bath and Beyond. They'll offer great deals, and a lot of times they offer free shipping as well.
Especially this time of year.
Yeah, so you actually would save a little money, but we kind of feel that we are obligated to shop on Amazon because we're paying for the membership.
Right. Yes, right. Definitely.
It's a heck of a business model, that's for sure.
Yeah, you got half of America on it. Yeah.
Congratulations, Bezos.
How to pick out the best gifts. It really is common sense. These are tips from the best gift givers in the world.
It can be boiled down to one word, too.
Yeah.
Listen.
Listen. Absolutely. That's what they say. It's all about listening, finding out what their person's interests are, what their hobbies, what their passions, what they actually want.
And throughout the year, the hints are there.
Yeah.
You don't have to remember everything, but if somebody mentions you should be doing this anyway with your friends, but if somebody talks about their favorite color or the types of movies they like or places they want to visit, just all that, their hobbies, pay attention.
Mm-hmm. Pay attention, write them down, and use it as a reference, because what you want to do is you don't want to be rushed into buying a gift. It means it's not really going to work. And especially this time of the year, there is the pressure to do it. So they say always be looking for gifts and then kind of keep it away for Christmas or a special occasion.
I've always wanted a Rolex with a big diamond.
Okay.
Are you listening?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Got you there.
There's like a bunch of stuff on social that's like, if you're wondering my shoe size, I wear like a size $1 million.
Yeah, I'm a 46 regular Ferrari.
That was one of my favorite memes with the big jackpot, the one that was just won by one person. It's like, whoever you are, I'm pregnant and you're the father.
Yeah, right.
Ma'am.
And then they also say that presentations is just as important as well.
Wrap the gift up. Don't put it in like a the old. I remember somebody used to wrap stuff in grocery store bags.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh,
that.
Yeah.
Like, how cheap can you
be? That's my favorite.
And then, also they say there was a study out not too long ago that said that recipients really appreciate gifts that they want and they've asked for, and you actually give it to them. So, you may not want to give them a pin. But if that's what they want, give it to them.
I wanted a dustbuster.
It's not all about you. Yeah. It's a gift. It's meant to be for the other person.
Absolutely. And we also talked about Christmas trees. A lot of people will be getting their trees over the next couple of weeks. It's very important that they don't dry out. That's the number one starter of house fires, are dried up trees. So in essence, the ninny skinny end is just water. Yeah. All it needs is water.
It doesn't need an aspirin or Sprite or anything like that. Just water, right?
Yeah, although I do love the laundry list of things this article talked about. These are urban legends that will keep a tree fresh.
Right.
Aspirin in the water.
Right.
Vodka.
See, that's a waste of good vodka.
Honey. Gel beads. Those little weird-feeling gel beads that retain water.
Oh, yeah.
And then those bottles of tree preservatives, sometimes you'll see right at the checkout line for $2 or $3.
Yeah, like when you buy flowers, that little packet that you get with flowers.
Yeah, all those things don't work. Basically, it's water, because when you get the tree, get the quarter of the inch of the trunk cut off, and it actually will absorb it not only underneath the tree, but on the bark side of it as well.
Because believe it or not, in nature, a tree can't get a Sprite.
It can't?
It can get water, but not a Sprite.
Yeah, I've never actually tried. I've thought about trying those things, but it's also just a little difficult. Like when you got the tree skirt around it, and obviously the cats are sleeping on the tree skirt, and it's just like too much trouble. I'm just going to pour some water in here real quick. And honestly, my trees have lived a really long time. So.
And if the cat's tail is wet, you don't need to water it yet.
Yeah,
exactly.
And then how long does it take to poop out a Lego?
This comes from the Journal of Pediatrics and Child Health.
Uh-huh.
They say
one of my favorite stories.
Six doctors recently swallowed Legos so to see how long it would take the plastic toys to pass through the gastrointestinal system. They started Pensacola and they waited till Key West.
And once, if you know what we mean.
And once Elvis exited the building. And what was the median?
1.71 days.
And I guess they were doing this because the kids swallow things like that. And they just wanted to know, how long do we wait? And I'm thinking, that's got to be the worst day and a half ever.
For a grown adult, it takes that long. So a child, possibly might not take quite as long.
Could you imagine, though, as it's inside of you and you have any sort of a pain or a tingling?
Oh,
I would be freaking myself out.
And I think you said it was the head. It was one of the smooth ones. See, I want to see it. Go ahead, one of those bricks.
It'd be like, you've seen Lego Movie. It'd be like, what's his name? Everything is awesome. It'd be like swallowing his head.
And they said, they said what they did, they just kind of watched the bowl.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, if you're one of those bricks, you'd know.
I think you would.
Yeah, you'll know when that one's being passed.
They had to, what'd you say, Chris, meticulously sift through to find it?
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, that's a visual.
I'm like, and I'm thinking to myself, what poor slob got that job?
I don't want to be a doctor anymore.
Yeah, for sure. So there's our show for today, Friday, November 30th. Of course, we're on the air live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK.
That was some good poop. ABC ya.
Have a great weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.